For thousands of years, Northwest tribes have used the Columbia River as a regional center of commerce. For the first time this summer, they're building a new venue for their ancient tradition, a native-owned seafood shop. Anna King reports from Cascade Locks, Oregon.
A silvery shad slips into an icy bath. Its tail flashes twice as it descends deeper into the chilly water. The fish was netted from the Columbia just moments ago. At a parking lot just above the fishing platform, the limbs of Portland want to see what's for sale.
So fresh, it's still kicking.
Yeah, it's still kicking.
It's still kicking.
Woo! Selling these shad and salmon are Terry Brigham and her sister Kim Brigham Campbell. They're both members of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. And they've dipped nets into the Columbia right here since they were about 8 years old. They climb down a ladder to perch on precarious wooden platforms clinging to the sides of the concrete locks. And with fishnets on javelin-like poles called dip nets, they wait for their prize.
Now we can get it out.
I asked Terry Brigham if after all these seasons, it's still exciting to feel a fish hit her dip net.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a competition with me and my sisters who can catch the first one. And usually when I'm fishing and I hand it over to Kim, like within a couple minutes, she catches a nice fish.
The Brighams have sold fish here to walk-up customers and commercial buyers for years. But now they're taking the next step. They've got loans, they've cashed in a 401k, and struck a land deal with the nearby port. It all means they're finally able to build a brand new store on the main road of Cascade Locks.
Look at that view. Isn't it amazing? So this is the storefront here. It's a 2,000 square foot.
That's Kim Brigham Campbell. Her sister Terry and their father will provide most of the fish for the store. But they predict they'll need to buy from other native fishers too. Brigham Campbell shows me a spot lined out for a cooler that's so big it will hold a year's catch.
I mean, I think that cooler is the size of some apartments I've lived in.
Yes, it looks like it is. Yes, it does, actually. It's bigger than most of them.
One reason the Brighams can open this store is that prices for Columbia River fish have gone way up. Demand is high because of the local food movement, and top retailers are buying fish direct. Meanwhile, a lot of tribal fishers are taking food handling classes to improve the quality of their product. James Kiona is a longtime fishing monitor for the Yakima Nation. He says more and more native fishers are coming to the Columbia to cast a line and draw a living.
Like I said, there's some fighting going on, but the majority of the time there isn't. But there's just more fishermen now. And the river is getting smaller and smaller.
But for these two women and their longtime fishing families, this store represents more than just a livelihood for today. For Terry Brigham, this shop draws a taut line between the past and the future.
It's the river. I live in Pendleton right now, and every time I, drive down this way and I see the river and I get here and it's home.
The Brigham Seafood Store opens around August.
Hello. I had two.
I'm Anna King in Cascade Locks, Oregon.